What is up, everybody? Welcome to Hanging with Holmes. This is going to be a quick episode. You know why it's going to be a quick episode? Because I'm on my way to work, and I have 16 minutes to get there. So this is guaranteed to be a less than 16-minute episode. So it's a solo episode. I don't have anybody hanging out with me today except for you, the listener. And I'm driving in my car. I don't have my fancy mic set up or anything like that. You're going to hear some brakes from trailers. You may hear some air conditioning in the background. But you are truly hanging out with me in my car right now while I drive to work. So, why this quick episode? Well, I went camping last week. And at the encouragement of some of my brothers from other mothers, I am taking some time to note how I felt when I took some time away from work. I won't be talking a lot about work on this podcast because of where I work and what I do for work. It's not that it's super secret or classified. I just don't need to speak on it in a public way necessarily. I love my job. I enjoy my work. It does take up a lot of time in my life, though. And so I went away for a little bit with my wife. We borrowed one of our friends, has this awesome camper. We borrowed it because Kristen had just gone out in the camper a few weeks earlier and learned how to set it all up and do the thing. And so our friends were gracious enough to let us take it out to Madison and to visit the CrossFit game. So we got a sweet spot to camp and all of that jazz. And we just spent 5 nights together. My mom had come up and stayed with our boys, our awesome kiddos. But you know, as parents, always need a little bit of time away from your kids so that you can focus on yourself and remember who you are, remember who your spouse or partner is, and really just focus on each other for a little bit of time. And that's what I got to do with Kristen, my wife, last week. And the feeling that I felt literally on Wednesday night, when we got everything set up and I just sat down in the little bump out dining table or kitchen table or whatever you want to call it inside the camper, I sat down and I put my head back against the wall and I felt a feeling of relaxation and being present in the moment that I haven't felt in years. And I want to notate that on this day, August 8th, or whatever today is, 2023, that feeling that feeling was revitalizing. I experienced from my spiritual friends, I experienced a form of revival in that moment. It wasn't like God whispered something in my ear or I felt the Holy Spirit do something that I haven't felt. No, it wasn't anything like that. It was just a feeling of no pressure, no stress, no worry. No consideration for anything other than that moment that I was in right there in that camper in Madison. And my question to you, the listener, would be, when's the last time you felt something like that? My hope would be that you could say, I felt that in the last couple weeks, Sam. Or I spend time daily feeling something like that. But I do have a feeling that for most of us, maybe it's been a while. Maybe it's been a while since you felt that. maybe you're like me and you're intensely focused on doing the best you can at your job so that you can continue to provide for your family, or so that you can take the next, like, whatever your goal is in your career. Or maybe it's so that you can support your team better or whatever. We all have goals that are oriented around our workplace or our career. Maybe you're an entrepreneur and you spend a lot of time grinding because you know that you're the only person that you can depend on, because you're that entrepreneur, you're that business owner. Or maybe you're just trying to make sure that you've got a good setup for down the road. Whatever the case, I believe it's still important for us to be able to feel that feeling of being fully present in a moment and the feeling of floating. Have you ever been to a sensory deprivation tank, where you float in salt water and it's just all of a sudden it's like anti-gravity. You're just floating there in this pool of water, and the salt is dense enough in the water that you literally have all this extra buoyancy and you don't sink, and it's just a wonderful weightless feeling. That's similar to what I experienced mentally and spiritually and emotionally and physically in that moment. It was a weightlessness. Every bit of stress was lifted up off of my shoulders. Every bit of tension in my body was released or non-existent. It wasn't that it was released. It was like it wasn't even there. And that, if we don't ever experience that, to me, that's an indicator that we're not using or taking advantage of our parasympathetic nervous system. I'm not a guru or an expert in understanding the parasympathetic nervous system. But what I do know is that if we're not tapping into it, that means our body is never not in a level of high stress. The parasympathetic nervous system helps our body to calm down, our mind to release chemicals that prompts the rest of our body to chill the heck out. And one example of this is like taking a 30-minute walk every day, or getting barefoot out in the grass and doing some grounding work, or doing some box breathing. There's a lot of different ways to activate the parasympathetic nervous system. And some of my friends have really been working with me on that, to find different ways to do that. And I'm super grateful for that crew of friends. When I came into this group of friends a year ago, we called ourselves Weenus Worldwide. And I know it's a play on words, because we and us, and it's way before the Ted Lasso episode, so don't think we got it from that. They got it from us, obviously. I don't know, I'm just kidding. But we and us worldwide. So weenus is that piece of skin on your elbow, right? And so it's a joke, but it's also play on words. And so now the group is called WeBus International, and it's a group of dads, a group of guys, of men who have come together to hold space for each other, to hold each other accountable, to talk about life, whether that's marriage, whether that's parenting, whether that's business, whether that's whatever. And it's an amazing group of guys that I'm forever grateful to. for allowing me to be a part of the group, and we spend time just talking about these things. And so they were one of them was the one who's encouraged me to like take note of this moment that I experienced or these moments that I experienced last week. And so I wanted to share that with you all. I'd never been camping in a camper like that for days on end, and you know, I didn't know if I would like it. And my wife has grown to love the outdoors more and more and more, and loves camping, and has been saying for well over a year that we needed to do this. So I'm glad that we were able to do this. And man, there was pieces of it that I didn't love, but there were pieces of it that I loved way more than I thought I would. One of the things that was funny is the camper had air conditioning. You know what doesn't have air conditioning? My house. You know, we have a window unit that helps cool the house a little bit, but it's by no means what we experienced in that camper, because it's such a small footprint, and the air conditioning just, you know, cools that place down really well. So yeah, some people call what we did glamping because we were actually in a camper. So yeah, we weren't roughing it by any stretch of the imagination, but just the experience of not having a hotel. I mean, there was pieces to this that we were talking about it, and there were pieces to it that I was like, this is way better than a hotel. You know, whenever you go back to the hotel, it's kind of like, there's not always a table where two people can sit and talk and have dinner together. There's not all, like, it's literally, sometimes it's just your bed and maybe a little desk where you can sit and write or read, but not really something you can do together. You know, there might be a restaurant in the hotel, but, you know, literally you have everything at your disposal in the camper. You know, to the point that we even cooked one night, and I ate breakfast every morning, almost every morning, like right there in the camper. If I got up in the middle of the night, and I really wanted to, like, if I needed to use the bathroom, there's a bathroom in the camper, but also I could walk to the bathhouse in the middle of the night, and it was fine. Like, you know, there's a lot of just sitting outside by the fire type stuff, and that was amazing. It was amazing. And so I just wanted to make a quick episode. Like I said, I haven't been active on this in a long time, so this is serving a dual purpose. This is me holding myself to doing this more frequently, and this is also me taking note of moments that I felt, and moments that I experienced, not necessarily that I felt, but feelings that I felt during moments that I was experiencing, just taking note of them, so that in a year from now, when I'm feeling stressed or when I'm feeling like I need something, I know what that is that I need, and I can look back to this and go, oh yeah, okay, I remember that. Let's do some more of that. So I appreciate you being on this journey with me. If you listen to this episode, reach out to me at Hanging with Holmes on Instagram, or at Holmstrong on Instagram, and just let me know that you listened, and I'll let you know how much I appreciate that. And if it helps you in any way, you know, share this episode with your friends and family, and maybe it'll have a greater impact than just me vibing and rambling about how awesome my last trip was. Appreciate you. Love you. Thanks for hanging with Holmes.